Good morning, family. This is Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Today, I want to kind of share with you something that the Word of God has been ministering to me, not only today, but really heavy today, but since the last maybe 3 weeks or more. But I want to kind of share with this. Normally, I do my podcast on Monday, but today, the Word of God really ministered to me, 1 John 4:20. Which basically, in a nutshell, says, Jesus says, how can you say that you love God and hate your brother? When you get an opportunity, go back and read that scripture. 1 John 4:20 says, how can you say that you love God who you have not seen and say that you love your brother? Man, and it kind of really hit home with me, even though I've read that scripture many times and probably many of us know the scripture, we quote it, but do we really understand what is ministering to us? How can we say that we love a God who we have not seen, and we say we love him with all of our heart? Now watch this, with everything, every being within us. But then now watch this, but we hate our brothers and our sisters, or the family, or the family of God, the people of God. And what I'm coming to learn in my little minimal mind that I have, because the Bible tells me that our thoughts is not his thoughts, and God's ways are not our ways. They're higher than we can ever imagine. But it's about this thing about love. Of course, we all know that there's 4 different types of loves, and I'm not going to go into all that. But I'm coming to learn that as a pastor, that I don't have the luxury to dwell in the area of hate. I choose not to live in the area of envy. I choose not to live in the area of anger and depression and always looking at the other person for myself. You know, I choose not to have that, to live in that area. And it's something about Christ's love. When, you know, we go back and we quote the scripture, God so loved the world, not just individuals, but the world, that he gave his only begotten son. And when I begin to think about that, I have to say, how can I, as a man of God, how can you, as a woman of God, or a person of God, stand before people as the example of Jesus Christ and say that we love the Lord, but then we hate, which is a hard word, but we show envy, we show dislike, we show all these things against each other. We're living in a time where so much division is being spoken, so much division is being caused, and so much is going on to where, man, I you know, it just feels like the world is just going to hell in a handbag. And the Word of God was ministering to me this morning is that there needs to be a remnant of those who truly love the Lord with all their heart, mind, and soul, that's willing to go above and beyond and not being a floor mat, not being a doormat, not being the punching bag or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying to be the example that is required in this day and time that we live in, with everything going in the world today, the politics and the pandemics and just people in general, but especially in the kingdom of God, there's a light that still needs to be shown and shining in today's time. Let's be that light of love, that light of wisdom, that light of understanding. And let God do the rest. Let go, let God. Let him have his, when you do the best you can, let God do the rest. He's got it. So let's love on each other. Not to the fact that we got to be blind to being misused or talked about or hear hurt. But let's love with the heart of Christ, family. Move forward. God bless you. God keep you. I hope this blessed somebody like it did me. It may not make sense to others, but for those kingdom-minded people, you'll understand what I just said. God bless you. God keep you. Enjoy the day.